first guest. He is the head coach of the Wyoming Cowgirls. Getting game day access to the head coach, Joe Legursky, on the program. Joe, how are you doing today?
Keith, I'm doing very well. Thanks for, we're getting this thing done, and you're right, it is game day, so I'm excited about it. I know we're an hour earlier than normal, but thanks for accommodating.
Okay, I got a question.
Yeah, Dave.
Keith, you're over there in whose office?
I am in Nick Seaman's office right now.
Okay. So how far are you away from him, Joe? What, like 100 feet?
Oh, no, I'm at my house right now.
Oh, you're at the house right now. Okay.
I got to make some iron a shirt, put a tie on, grab
oh,
a jacket,
okay.
All the things that go on with coaching.
All right.
Yeah, it's not only about, being good at your job, Joe. You got to look good while you do it, too.
Well, I tell you what, Keith, I think basketball's the last one that's still putting on a suit and a tie. And that's still a little different, but it's going to be changing here in the future. There's no doubt about that.
I've always wondered, and Joe, this has nothing to do with your game tonight or the Cowgirl season, why Major League Baseball managers wear the uniform of the team. They're the only ones that wear the uniform. I've always wondered that.
And I'm happy it's only stayed with Major League Baseball. I don't need to be putting on my Adidas uniform to coach the sideline, or I probably have to be working out a whole lot more.
Can we not have you in shorts, though, please?
Hey, at least he's not coaching swimming or wrestling.
Yeah, you and the singleton would be really bad.
Yeah. Okay, Joe, you guys are coming off your first loss. It was a very competitive game, and a game you guys had a lead in the fourth quarter and at St. Mary's, and it was quite an offensive show being put on by both teams. But you as a defensive-minded coach, giving up 90 and, having St. Mary's shoot 68%, did that drive you a little crazy being as defensive-minded as you are?
Keith, it really did. The difference in the game is the flow was very quick. Both teams were attacking. We tried to slow the game down a bit, and yet you had to be aggressive because they were aggressive defensively.
It's down a little.
You don't want to get caught on your heels all the time. So we started attacking as well, got into our draw and kicks, and we started knocking down threes. We just couldn't get them slowed down. And, there were some, youthful mistakes. Losing Bailey Cotton with five fouls with about 6 minutes to go did not help us. There's no doubt about that. We turned the ball over three times in the last 5 minutes. Missed an open shot with a minute to go when we're down two, and we missed a three. And so there was some things that led up to it. But like I said, if you'd have told me that you're going to score 84 points and lose the basketball game, I'd have been one surprised we're scoring 84 points. More importantly, that we would lose. And so we talked about that this week. We've had a short turnaround. We got back Saturday, worked out Sunday, worked out yesterday, and talked about we have to get back to, some of our principles about who we're defending, what we're trying to make them do, and to see if we don't play better. The interesting part in the last two games, last home game against Chatham State, we're up 29 at half, and I'm not happy with the performance we had. And so here at St. Mary's, we're down four at half, and I'm happy with the offensive performance, but not defensively. So as I always tell our players, it's really interesting being a coach because you want things accomplished, you're trying to get done, and it doesn't relate to where the score is. Now, no doubt, I'm happy we win a game and disappointed when we lose, but we need to play better on the defensive end.
Joe Legursky joining us here on the program. Did it have kind of a conference feel to it, with St. Mary's being, one of the top two teams in their league? Did it feel like a conference game out there at all?
It really did. Like I said, they're picked second in their league. They've been to postseason for like 8 or 9 straight years. They play very well. They're well coached. You name it. They had 3 all-conference players back. So it had a great feel to it. And I was happy how our team stepped forward. I thought Marta Gomez really played well. the young freshman guards with Quinn and Carla played extremely well, and you know, started the fourth quarter and played the whole fourth quarter. So there were some positive signs that way. And as we talked today to the team at Shoot Around, was, you know, I think our freshmen are very talented. We just got to eliminate on a night where they go 5 for 5 from the field, or a night they go 0 for 5 in the same week. And we got to get a little more consistent play out of them.
You talked yesterday about wanting to expand your bench because you played just 7 players at St. Mary's. Is that going to be a point of focus tonight and maybe through the rest of the non-conference season or in games like you're playing tonight?
Keith, it really is. Specifically tonight, since we're at home, I always feel when you're at home you can expand the bench a little more. But I know next week when we play in a tournament, we're going to play Friday and Saturday. And there's no way I can get by with playing 7 players on a Friday and then within 24 hours turn around and still have the same kind of energy. So, and we have to get back. You know, I evaluate every game, evaluate the decisions I made. We got to rest some people a little more. We played Marta high 30s, Taylor high 30s, Carla high 30s. I can't have that night after night. So we got to find space, and then we have to just live with the results, and that's what you always worry about as a coach. The makeup of this group is so different without having LaJana or Shalali, two veteran players that would be playing a lot of minutes. And so we have to rely upon some unproven players to be able to step up and maybe give us 10, 12 minutes every night. And that's got to start tonight.
You mentioned the absence of Shalali Kapence. You know, I was listening to Reese's podcast last week with you, and you said that you know, she's back home rehabbing that injury since she suffered it with her national team. How often are you in contact with her, or, you know, her doctors, kind of just, you know, getting updates on the progress and that sort of thing?
The biggest thing is with Shalali, her and I touch base every now and then just to make sure how the rehab's going. She talks about how she's supporting the team, wishes she was here. We could have used her against St. Mary's because they were allowing us to be able to shoot threes. Shalali's a tremendous three-point shooter, but also Shalali's a physical player. And the game got very physical, and we could have used Shalali for not only some threes, but to maybe be able to grab a few rebounds or give up a few fouls. So all in all, I can't wait for her to get back in January. She won't play till 2019, but it'll just be nice having her back around.
What went into the decision of having her, you know, remain at home to rehab as opposed to doing it here in Laramie?
The biggest thing was is that when she hurt her knee, she was playing with the Turkish national team.
Okay.
And so how things go, it became the national team's responsibility to take care of her, just like when a player, LaJana, ends up breaking her finger with us. And so then it's their responsibility. And so that was the biggest thing, was to have her be able to do it and get it done at home, and then to be able to skip right on her rehab while she still was at home. So basically what she's done is taken a semester away from school, and then we'll get going with her again.
Joe Gursky joining us here on the program. Cowgirls take on UC Colorado Springs. How much will this be like a similar game in terms of opponent who you're playing as to the exhibition game in with Shadron State? Are they similar styles being kind of from the same conference, or is it will be different tonight?
Different style, Keith. Yeah, they're out of the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference, a Division II school. They're going to spread the floor on you a little more than what Shadron State did. I have a post player that averages about 18 points a game, who plays you faced up and likes to be able to put it on the floor. So that phase is a little different than the last game where they had a post player that we knew was going to be at the basket, back to the basket. And so that's going to create some issues that we have to look at. But more importantly, we take a look at the game tonight is, you know, once again, just like with Shadron State or even with St. Mary's, we have to improve as Wyoming. And that's probably the biggest thing we take a look at. That's going to be that way over the next 2 to 3 weeks, because as we're playing some young players and I'm trying to figure out rotations for everybody. We can't get too worried about who the opponent is and what the opponent's trying to do. We have to worry more about what we're trying to get accomplished right now.
Always good to catch up, Joe. We'll see you here in just about an hour and a half or so, and looking forward to the game tonight. Thank you so much.
All right. Guys, thanks. Take care, and Keith, see you soon.
All right, there you go. Wyoming Cowgirl basketball coach Joe Ligurski.